Spencer, you've lost the game in the 92nd minute. It must be absolutely gut-wrenching that. You've done all you can against a very experienced Sutton side. Star-studded players all through, but a lot of league experience against your rookie side, really. I needn't really say what you're feeling, but just tell us how you feel.
Just been robbed by the referee. It's just an absolutely terrible decision in the 92nd minute. The only person in the stadium who says it's a foul is the referee. If anything, it was a foul against our man. He's taken quick and we have fallen asleep. So that's what I've said to the lads in there. I said, you know, it was a terrible decision. And the referee has had an absolute shocker. Yeah, I'm proud of my lads today. We dug in against a very strong Sutton side and I think we just about edged a draw. We should have edged a draw and we got nothing from him all day. They bullied us. They were Dundas was all over my centre-halves. It was creating the only chances they had and he didn't give a foul once for him. And then as soon as we touch one, it's a foul. I mean, he had an absolute stinker of a game and he has robbed us at the end there. It's a terrible decision. I'm gutted for the lads because it was better. It wasn't great. You know, I thought first half we were better than the second, but the reality is we got nothing out of him today. Some of the decisions he made were just appalling. And he needs to have a look at the tape because he's really let us down there. I mean, it's just a terrible decision. And I'm gutted for everybody here. And you know, but that's the way it's going at the moment. And, you know, we've got to move on. And it's very hard to take.
And it's four games now and you haven't scored a goal, 360 minutes, which obviously puts a lot of pressure on the defence. And they really did defend well today. But how are you going to remedy that?
Well, we haven't got 2 weeks. We're going to try and arrange a friendly next week. And the lads that have come in, we've got two or three lads we've brought in. They do need a little bit of time to gel. But, of course, we're in a results business. They've got to gel quickly. It's tough, you know. We played a very strong Sutton side today and I think we gave as good as they gave. You know, we've missed a great chance in the first half. Phil Page, free header, 5 yards out. And, you know, their keeper's pulled off a good save right at the end from Dan Bennett. It'll come. It's very small margins at the moment. That's what's so disappointing. And to get done in the 92nd minute, purely down to the man in black, is, as I said, very hard to take. We've just got to keep going. It's a very difficult run. Everything that's been said before has been said before. I'm not going to reiterate it. It was better today, a little better. But, yeah, we haven't scored goals and we've got to work really hard and try and get going again in the league in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, so I'm sitting up here seeing the patterns of the games. It's sort of becoming evident that since Steve Laidler went, you haven't sort of filled that void centre mid. They had Glenn Southern sort of control for them. Would you agree that seems to be an area that needs to be looked at?
Well, I certainly don't think they controlled the centre of the park. I thought it was a very even game. There wasn't anything in it between the two sides generally. And I said, we probably just about edged the first half and I think they probably edged the second half, but there was nothing in it. It was a scrap. The pitch is not helping us. That's old news. We've got a meeting coming up this week to try and rectify the pitch. But yes, you know, but the Steve Laidlers of the world, he left, you know, because he got offered a much better terms from a lower club. You know, those type of dogged players, it is what it is. You know, it was a real battle today and it should have finished 0-0. There's no, you know, that's what it should have been. And, you know, experienced players cost money. And I thought we gave a good account of ourselves without doing enough to win the game. I'm not pretending we should have got all 3 points. But just the most terrible decision has cost us what we should have got. And it's very hard to take at the moment when we're working really hard. And I was proud of the guys today. As I said, it's small margins again. And unfortunately, they're not quite going our way. And I said, if we could just get that little bit of luck, whether it's a deflection, I think we've conceded 3 deflected goals this season. You know, we need a little bit of luck. And it'll come if we keep working hard. But it's really tough to take. And, you know, the fact now that we don't play again for a couple of weeks is we have to turn that into a positive and get to work and hope that, you know, next time we do get that little bit of luck and the goals start to flow again.